at Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. It's a librarian's dream to start a big, brand new institution with lots of financial backing. Dallas Long of ISU's Milner Library recently had that experience in the Gulf state of Qatar. Long tells GLT's Charlie Schlenker he's been on the Fulbright roster for about 5 years. It's a list of people and skill sets or academic specialties available for special projects. Long says this project was the startup of the National Library of Qatar.
The National Library is brand new. It was not yet open to the public, and they had about 120 library staff members, most of whom have never had any professional experience in a library before. Qatar is a small, young country. It does not have a robust library network, and so there isn't a lot of opportunity for librarians to have professional experience or training. So a lot of the staff were hired pretty much in off the street and didn't necessarily know what to expect, didn't know the values and the traditions associated with librarianship. So I went over there and worked specifically with their, they call it the Access Services Department. And these are the staff members that are responsible for library circulation and interlibrary loan. They tend to manage the space when the library is open. Handle first-line questions and then refer more complicated questions to the reference librarians. They tend to handle complaints from users, look for lost books, contact other libraries when the library itself doesn't own a copy, and see what other libraries might be able to lend a copy to their patrons.
Most librarians in the United States have a huge sense of mission, because they're certainly not doing it for the paycheck. With new librarians in Qatar, you would expect that sense of mission to be less. Was that part of your mission as well, is to bring those values to them?
Yes. For American librarians, it is certainly a vocation. And in Qatar, they have different traditions. So they don't have a lot of experience with customer service, for instance. And the service ethos is certainly one of the foundational values of American librarianship. The reason we're there is to help people identify and find and meet their information needs. And they found that challenging, I think, in Qatar, to serve different peoples when they have a tradition of being a very wealthy oil country, and they import a lot of their labor to do a lot of the customer service associated tasks. So for Qatari librarians to be out on the public floor, communicating with people, interviewing them about what their information needs are, and then retrieving materials, while I think they were engaged and excited to do it, it was not a skill that necessarily came easily to them. And some of the staff did want to kind of outsource some of those tasks or experiences to lower level library staff, and I had to do a lot of training with them and say, no, this is the purpose of
everyone's
department.
In.
Yeah.
How long were you there, and did you see the culture begin to take root?
I was there for 4 weeks, and I would say, as the library got closer to the date of its grand opening, the level of enthusiasm in the library was very infectious. And while they were still not totally sure what they would expect when the doors opened for the first time or who their patrons would be, they were very excited to be playing a strong role in the country's identity and being at the forefront of the development of library services in this Persian Gulf state. So I think I was beginning to see some of these changes take root, and I'm really excited to hear really how the country's going to respond to their first national library, and how the mission of their library might change as more Qatari people come to the library for reading materials, for research needs, for literacy lessons with their children. So not only was this going to be the first national library where it would collect cultural materials related to the country's history and culture, but it was also going to serve as the first large public library in the nation as well.
Dallas Long, an associate dean at ISU's Milner Library, speaking with GLT's Charlie Schlenker. He says the Cutter National Library also includes maker spaces and a 3D printing lab connecting to the campuses of Education City, where the library is located.